الرحمن الرحيم. We are in this chapter of Taqwa, and we were busy doing the introduction to it, in which we read that what Taqwa is, and that is to protect ourselves. And when it comes to Sharia to Deen, protect ourselves from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and to see that we do not commit any sins, we do not disobey any of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Also, how to achieve this taqwa is to stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. And the virtues and the benefits of taqwa are endless, limitless. We read many verses of the Quran and many ahadith outline the necessity of developing taqwa, and they elucidate its many benefits. The importance of acquiring taqwa, just as we are aware that we need clothing to wear, we need a house to stay in, more important that if we can understand, we need taqwa in our lives. And as we make effort for our clothing, for all our necessities, we should make more effort to acquire taqwa. As we make dua for our various necessities, when we are ill, when we have a financial problem, we turn to Allah, we ask for His help. Like that, more we have to ask Allah Ta'ala actually that He blesses us with the quality of taqwa as well. And then the benefits of taqwa. Taqwa protects one from difficulties. When a person has taqwa, it saves him from difficulties and hardships in his life. This dunya, however, Allah has made it that tests and trials will come to a person. But by having taqwa, by and large, Allah will protect us. And the few tests and trials that will come, Allah Ta'ala will always show us a way out from it. It will be easy, it won't be difficult for us to come out of those difficulties. It draws halal sustenance. That is a great, great thing to have halal, especially in this times of which we are living in, when halal has become so contaminated and it is so subject to so many other things that have come in our lives, our earnings also, and then the actual things also. And with the E numbers that are on things, which is a camouflage for many haram things which are put into the ingredients, and we are unaware, unmindful of it, and we consume all that haram. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if a person consumes haram, even if he doesn't want to do haram, and he wants to stay away from haram, but because he ate haram, he will fall into haram. And if a person eats halal, then even if he doesn't want to do halal, he hasn't got the intention even, but that halal, what he has consumed, will make him to do all righteous and good deeds. So this is a very important thing, and this is by taqwa that a person will achieve, that what we eat, what Allah will see to it, that we have only halal. And it protects one from the enemy. This is a thing, and our worst enemy is shaitan and our nafs. Shaitan is our worst enemy, and more worse than shaitan is our nafs. Nafs is all the time with us. Shaitan has to make effort on everyone, but nafs is with us all the time. If a person has taqwa, he will be protected from his worst enemy. Everyone will love to have something by which he can protect himself from his enemies, who we understand as enemies, people who are against us, whether it be so-called friends, or whether it be in the family, people who are against us, we would like to protect ourselves from. If we have taqwa, our worst enemy, nafs and shaitan, we will be protected from them also, and from all other enemies as well. Allah Ta'ala fills the heart and mind of a muttaqi with a spiritual radiance. This is another very great enjoyment that a person, if he has taqwa, he will find that nur which Allah puts into his heart, into his mind. And he will have great enjoyment within himself by having this taqwa. that allows him to identify and follow the truth and recognize and abstain from evil. What today many a person says that we are very confused, we don't know who to follow. If a person has taqwa, Allah will guide him. And from that inner light, he will know clearly what is, who is on the right and what is the right. Otherwise, a person gets confused. And even the wrong, in fact, he starts seeing the wrong as right. And he sees the wrong people as the right people. But by having taqwa in a person's life, Allah will make it very clear that what are the right things, what I have to do, whether it is with vaccination, whether it is with protocols, whether it is with anything else. From within, a person will know what are the right things to do. And who should I follow and who should I stay away from. And to recognize and abstain from the evil, to stay away. And this is also many things on the surface look to be good, but actually they are all camouflaged, and there is great evil and harm that lies behind it. Just an example, we should stay away completely, but just an example, if we have Pepsi Cola, Coca Cola, and it is poison through and through in every aspect, and we shouldn't go anywhere near it. And even that which is artificially sweetened, the diet Pepsi or diet Coke, is even more worse. We should totally stay away from it, but this is just an example. That if that is put on the table and inside is actually vinegar, black vinegar, and when a person tastes it, how angry he becomes. Like that, there are many things that appear to be very nice and sweet. Even this Coke and Pepsi appears to be very nice and sweet, but it is poisoned through and through. So in the same way, many other things, but by the barakat of taqwa, a person will be able to see through it. That this is not good, it appears to be good, it appears to be appealing and enjoying, but it is totally harmful. Like a person who is on drugs, he feels that I must get my drugs at any and every cost. Even if he has to murder to get that few cents to go and buy some drugs, he'll be prepared to do that. But with taqwa, a person will see clearly that that is not the way of life. Whether it is Western education, which is the fountain sources of all this evil, intermingling of sexes, and then now this lesbianism and gays and homosexuality, we'll be able to see clearly that these are the causes of all this here. And this is what is going to bring destruction in my life. Allah Ta'ala grants a muttaqi assistance. Allah's help is with a muttaqi. Acceptance, even in the eyes of the people will respect a muttaqi and will have great respect and honor for that person. Honor, safety from hellfire, that is one of the major things. By taqwa, a person will be able to save himself from jahannam, from hellfire. And that is the place of all the worst types of punishment. Not camouflaged, but openly. The fires there, the serpents, the snakes, all the fighting and all the worst evils are in jahannam. By taqwa, a person will be able to save himself from jahannam. And to gain entry into Jannah. It is by taqwa that a person will be able to get entry into Jannah. This little discussion in this introduction can make it clear to us how important taqwa is in our lives. And at the same time, we should consider what effort have I made to acquire taqwa in my life. Have I even understood what taqwa is, the importance of taqwa? Have I made any effort to bring taqwa in my life, to become a muttaqi? Have I done anything in that line? For my wife, have I made any effort? I've seen to it that I give her shelter, I buy clothes for her, I see to her food. For my children, I do everything. But when did I ever do anything that my wife becomes a muttaqi? My children become muttaqi. that everyone, the whole ummah becomes muttaqi. We are worried about everyone, but about taqwa, we don't even think of it. So may Allah reward these ulama who have compiled these kitabs and brought these hadith to us and explained to us the importance that of what taqwa is, what the benefits are, and if we don't acquire it, what harm we are exposed to. May Allah make us all the muttaqeen by His fadl and karam and accept us to be His favorite one and save us totally from Jahannam and all the things that lead to Jahannam, and Allah grant us all Jannah and all the things that lead to Jannah.